I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, please visit nerdyshow.com.
Previously on Derpy Show...
Ah, shit! Jesus Christ!
Scared of me. What jumped. He totally just jumped. Funny sneeze.
Derpy Show.
I'm so excited.
Can you just hide it?
No, I can't.
Derpy Show.
So you know, putting your dick in crazy is on the RoboJoe family crest.
I want to figure out what that is in Latin.
I want to make a crest now and put it on my Facebook page.
I do too. That's why I want to figure out what's Latin for putting your dick in crazy.
I mean, to be fair, that was kind of my lifestyle choice for like 5 years.
Maybe you're still putting your dick in crazy.
Derpy Show.
Dudes should avoid boning each other if they want to avoid the apocalypse.
So this show's anti-gay?
No. It is all about it.
I've read some religious pamphlets, so I know how to avoid the cockaplex.
Cockopolyps?
Yeah, that.
But
that's a way worse X-Men character.
Wieners can't touch, otherwise the Armageddon.
The Comungini will happen.
Derpy Show.
Oh, God. You're looking up cloacas?
Why are you looking up cloacas?
No, if it was...
Now you just have bird butthole all over your computer.
Hey guys, welcome to Derpy Show. I'm Boar.
I'm DJ Snorlax.
And I'm RoboJoe.
This is episode number 2 of No Neo-Faust.
No Neo-Faust.
No.
We can only say it twice. You can't say it the third time.
It's kind of like Beetlejuice, except for this is Neo-Faust.
Oh, okay.
What was that weird noise?
It sounded vaguely like pretentious guitar play.
Now, was it pretentious or was it just like snooty? Because there's a fine line between snooty and pretentious. But maybe we're just making up the guitar sound. I don't hear it anymore.
Maybe we're just a little bit crazy. So anyway, what kind of topics do we have this week?
Well, I'd like to discuss The Banishment. Mm. And how I don't know if it's working out.
Mm. So do you miss Neo-Faust?
I wouldn't say...
Oh shit, that was number 3. Dude, did you just break into my house?
Yeah, about that. There's a taxi cab outside, and I didn't have any cash, and I told him to wait out there for you.
Oh god damn it, you're the
son
20.
Of a bitch.
Sweet.
Why are you back? We banished you.
Like, quit being banished.
How can you quit being banished?
You can't just quit. We sent you away to that place that I can't pronounce correctly.
Food Cordia?
Yeah.
Does that mean I have to go home now?
You're staying right there.
For now.
So yeah, I came back. Long trip. Not really. Kind of. 2 weeks. I went to places.
I think we're going to have a Derpy Show meeting. Impromptu Derpy Show meeting. Guys, come in.
All right.
No, not you, Neo-Faust. Get out of here. Do you think we should let him back in? We've had a couple of complaints that he wasn't around.
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, we got along really well during the derp off. I mean, he was a pretty cool guy.
And the rookie's really not working out that great.
Oh, yeah, God, we should get rid guys, of that the rookie's still right here.
Oh,
I mean...
Oh, right, fuck. God. But, like, some people might want Neophos back, so...
Sorry,
it's just, it looks like he brought his guitar, too. People usually like that.
They like that sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't want this to be fucking, like, stop being Derpy Show and just become fucking Neophos.
Seriously?
It's a knee-jerk reaction.
And you like him better than you like me. Really? Really?
Well, maybe if I say his name four times, he'll go away again. Neophos, 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 Neophos. It's not even his final form.
I have three forms.
Wait, you mean there's another evolution in there somewhere?
You have three forms?
Yes. Yeah. Shirtless, pantless, and naked.
All right.
wait, the standard form is shirtless?
No.
So there's four forms?
Sure.
For each of the four times you say your name to
make
it.
I can only count the potato.
God damn it!
What's a potato?
Welcome back, Neophoust.
So, what did you learn during your banishment?
People overseas don't wear deodorant.
You went overseas?
Yeah. Which sea?
Did you Dude, I drove him past the lake and dropped him off down in Chinatown.
but we did drug him and put him in the box and then leave him behind an alleyway, right?
Yeah.
Well, what I can say is I went to D.C. for that extended leave.
You went to D.C.?
Yeah, I got to see the inauguration.
You saw the inauguration?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I according to the Daily Show, it was a lot less impressive than the last one.
I guess there's people waiting out there like the day before camping right in front of the Capitol.
Yeah, but you gotta think about it. The sequel is almost never as good as the original.
And I mean, you can only have a first black president once.
I was on TV.
I actually saw a comparison video of Obama's first inauguration where they showed a picture of his family all sitting there looking all like... you know, like, really proud and interested in what's going on. And then they showed a picture of this inauguration of the entire family all staring at their phones.
It says about
like,
right.
The entire Obama family, both girls, the wife,
and President Obama
are just like, iPhone.
Sounds about right.
Well, I mean, he's a politician, so he won the election, he quit caring.
Well, yeah, at this point, I mean, it doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah. That's all she wrote. I mean, politicians, once they're reelected, it's all over but the crying.
Well, I thought that once they're reelected, they're able to do whatever they want.
Well, I mean, he's already brewing beer in the White House. I mean...
And he already has his three assassinations per term, so he has six now.
Nice!
Yeah, wait, everybody. What?
What?
Who assassinated who?
I don't know.
Well, he already used one of them.
I don't know these things. Who do you assassinate?
They made that movie about
Bin Laden.
Yeah!
Zero Dark Thirty? That chick won another... Oh, no, she just got a Golden Globe. She hasn't got the Oscar yet.
And he got that dude in Yemen, too. Actually, the third in command. Drone strike.
He's got two of them, man.
And he's drone striking like crazy. So crazy that, you know, apparently he's issued an order that we can use drones now in the civil airspace in the United States. They can use it for law enforcement.
That sucks.
So don't be a criminal. Your ass will get a scud.
What?
Wait, whoa, these things have Scud missiles?
Dude, you have Predator drones? Yeah, seriously, they have a Hellfire Scud.
Forgive me, I don't play a lot of Call of Honors and Duty Force 7s, but...
You mean gun masturbation games?
Wait, what's a Scud?
Scud missile is a guided missile. There's different type of variants of the Scud. Scud is kind of like a laser-guided, GPS-guided, or satellite-guided. Same thing as GPS, I just repeated myself twice.
So is that like a little baby Moab?
No. Well, Moab. Mother of... No, it's not a bomb. It's a guided missile. Usually,
I like the way you say missile.
Missile.
What's the difference between a bomb and a missile, essentially?
Well, one's rocket-propelled, the other one is not.
So...
Bombs can be actually guided via remote control flaps that kind of guide them on target, but usually they're all... All munitions now these days are all missile-guided.
So... Once I attach a rocket to a bomb, it becomes a missile.
Yeah.
What about a grenade that you attach a rocket to?
That's a rocket-propelled grenade.
But it just comes out of a grenade launcher, right?
Yeah. There's fuel-based out of the
RoboJoe has his hand raised.
Does a grenade launcher actually, the grenade propel itself, or is it more like an air cannon?
There's two types of grenade propellants. There's the rocket-propelled ones that come from, like, the Soviet RPGs that you all see in the movies. Terrorists use them all the time. There's the rocket launcher, as in, like, rapid-fire lobbers that lob these shells that are, like, grenade shells from a bullet. So basically you're launching it from a gun. Mm-hmm. They've had, like, drones in limited use on the borders with DEA agents and a bunch of other stuff, but now that, you know, he's past that, he can use drones now in actual, like, you know, apprehension. I don't know what you'd use a drone to apprehend them before other than kill them or keep them in reconnaissance.
I heard that in Georgia, they use drones for traffic.
Yes, they do. For Georgia and a few other states, too, have been using it as well, too. Air-patrolled highways that are patrolled by, like, planes with unidirectional radar that tracks, like, cars that are driving really fast. They just do it now with drones.
Now, do you think we could combine drone technology with chopper technology, and then you wouldn't have to fly it anymore?
I suppose that's possible.
Would we have to invent some sort of an artificial intelligence to do the interviews?
You see, that's the thing I'm worried about, is the AI. Like, I don't trust AI enough. Like, did you hear about the Cleverbot movie thing that's going on? I don't trust AI.
But RoboJoe's raising his hand again.
So now that Neofaust is back and we're talking about strapping a rocket to the chopper, does that mean he gets to go and I don't have to?
No, we're not strapping rockets to anything. We're trying to make it self-aware.
Oh, I'm okay with that, because then neither of us would have to go.
I only
went once, and there was a squid. It was awful.
I've been there plenty of times.
Hey, remember when we met the Headless Horseman? That was pretty cool.
That was awkward.
How do you do an interview with a guy without a head?
It was tricky.
He throws his voice.
Ah. Hey!
I did not intend that at all.
Zing!
Derpy Show.
Did you know there's a gun that can make you, can stop protesters from chanting and singing and talking?
Unidirectional, like, ultrasonic.
No, not like, weapons. Not but without killing them. No. Yes, yes, a gun could get stopped.
I could tell RoboJoe was like, his thought process was like, that's just called a gun. You shoot them and they shut up.
I mean, like, bro, I thought that's why we had high powered water hoses.
They have beams of, like, microwaves, they have beams of radio frequencies, they have beams of, whatchamacallit, sound. That can silence people. They have riot guns that are basically loud speakers that they use on naval ships when, like, you know, pirates are coming up. They just point that at them or shoot them with, like, a concentrated sonar that really just fucks them up. It stuns them, if you will.
Well, I think the one that he's talking about is one that
one?
Physically, like, it makes you unable to talk because you're hearing yourself at a slight delay. Like, it uses, like, a parabolic microphone to listen to you.
I see.
And then it shoots back what you're saying to you.
A second bite.
And it screws up your brain.
By just a slight delay.
That's just like the lights they have. They have a type of, like, a green laser light on the bottom of guns that they flash in people's eyes. And it has this kind of frequency that delays you and stuns you almost. Like a deer in headlight, literally, for the human.
Well, that sounds like you're trying to induce an epileptic seizure.
Basically, yeah. But it's like a quick second, and you're like,
so it's a micro seizure, which
is
still...
This will shut you down as long as it's aimed at you. Because it doesn't work with everybody. I guess some people with speech impediments, it actually helps them.
That's what they use to help with that.
Also, some people who have specific training in, like, recording arts, DJing, radio.
Know how they sound and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, and they're used to hearing delays and things like that.
It's not about hearing what you sound like. It's just delays. I know I'm one of the people who get screwed up really bad by it because with recording and stuff, I've run into that scenario where I've heard myself at a slight delay and I can't even talk.
I see.
It messes me up so bad.
It's interesting. I know they had microwave ones where they would, like, blast people and it would basically heat all the water molecules in them and make them pass out.
And make them feel like they're on fire.
Yeah, well, they pass out. They don't die, but they just pass out.
I feel like I could make a gun like that with stuff I found around the house. I don't know. Picking apart the microwave?
Well, I don't know. It's like when your cell phone has that delay feedback and you can hear yourself talking on the other end of the conversation.
Yeah.
And that messes me up. Like, I almost, like, have to quit talking because it's so distracting.
They've weaponized that, basically, is what it is.
It's nice. Yeah.
I could see that working out.
Yeah, I mean, it
doesn't
affects
damage
me pretty badly.
Ears, doesn't damage everything.
Well, yeah, but the other one that causes micro seizures, you can't tell me that that's healthy.
I want that thing
better than getting shot.
I want that thing in Iron Man.
Yes.
Oh, where he holds the thing up to your head and your veins freak out.
Yeah, that
what
weird
are you talking about?
The super seizure thing that's in Iron Man.
He holds it up to the guy's head.
It makes like a sound.
Oh,
like,
ultrasonic kind of like sound that freaks him out.
Yeah.
I don't know so much. And maybe if he hit the right resonance frequency of the body, that could cause something. But you have to have an emitter that actually produces that sound at a high enough decibel.
I think I would be satisfied with a Brown Note device.
Speaking of which, not only do I have something to add, it's also an update to a past episode.
Ah. We're calling back to older episodes.
I know, it's a throwback.
Derpy show updates.
All right, so Derpy Show update. Speaking of sound effects and how sounds and how they affect you, remember when I was talking about ghosts and the low heart frequency?
Infrasounds.
Yeah, the infrasounds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've been doing more research on lion sounds and tiger sounds, which we were talking about.
And what about bear sounds?
Bear's not as much.
Oh,
bear's
predators. A little. Predator. You're talking about the predator's
the
growls.
The big predator growls and how they have a second thing, a lower sound that induces fear. Mm-hmm. They actually discovered that some tigers are able to produce a sound that's deep enough that physically causes the prey to be unable to move, which we talked about, like the sound that can make
paralyze you.
It's a sound that like makes it so that way they can't move. They don't react.
Is this a thing that only works on antelope, or is this actually something that'll work on people?
Right now, it only seems to work on like gazelles and stuff, but it could work on people.
Well,
we just haven't tested.
The thing
it.
Is, theoretically, it sounds like they could find a sound that does that to humans. It's probably on a species by species basis. It's probably based on instinct, like. Mm-hmm. If you're prey to an animal, then in theory, whatever the predator, your main predator would be, you would have that fear response. Mm-hmm. It's fight or flight, basically.
Yeah, because like some animals just have things programmed into them that shuts them down. Like, I mean, you put a chip clip on the back of a cat and they shut off.
Yeah, well, here's another thing about the shutting down animals. Tinfoil around the center of a cat, does that really work?
Yes.
I was watching videos of people wrapping tinfoil around cats and causing them to like just shut down, and they don't whine, they don't do anything, they just like they can't walk anymore.
Did you see the one with the tape where
for a good time put tape on a cat?
Yeah. Okay. I can explain a little bit of why that happens.
Please explain. Yeah.
The reason being is that cats are actually incredibly interestingly designed animals in the regard that all of their fur has like the touch response, but it grows to a specific length.
They have a touch response on their fur. Interesting.
Like their whiskers grow to their exact length of their body.
Yeah.
So that way they can determine whether they fit through stuff. So all of their fur, it tells them sensations like, should I be ducking? Is it too tall? Is it too high? Is it hot? Is it cold? So when you put that tinfoil around them, they don't sense the weight of anything being on them. They just get the sensation that they are completely enclosed and can't move.
Oh, wow.
So it causes their natural instinct to just stop moving because they can't go anywhere.
Interesting. Because, the people are like, you can't get your cat in a cat, cage. Just wrap them with tinfoil and they fall down. Just put them right on in there. I'm like, I feel like that's cruel almost. Derpy Show.
Speaking of cats and prey animals, I watched a really awesome video on the internet. Sometimes, every now and then, I discover nature videos of animals versus animals, and sometimes it fascinates me. Especially when the prey wins, because I have this natural inclination to root for the underdog. It's just like I like to root for the Bears. I like to root for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think Bears aren't underdogs.
Yeah, the Bears aren't underdogs.
Bears in nature aren't underdogs.
Well, the Chicago Bears aren't really the underdogs usually either.
No, but they can't seem to win in a playoff for the past like fucking 5 years. So I'm just rooting for them. But the Bucks, I like to root for the teams that aren't quite as popular.
To be fair, the Bucks aren't an underdog. They're just depressing.
Either way, we get what I'm saying.
Yes, your point's valid.
So I saw this video. So there was a zebra drinking at...
Zebra?
A zebra.
A zebra.
At a watering hole. Doing what zebras do. Drinking some water. Having some nosh. Good times. And lo and behold, lioness shows up. Lioness goes in for the kill. Zebra's a little quick. And the zebra gets tagged on the shoulder. So the zebra immediately falls into the watering hole. You know, the lion's clawing and biting and the zebra's trying to fight back. And eventually, the lion gets the zebra like on the nose. Well, the zebra has a longer mouth and a longer face and a more ability to breathe. So with the lion at the end of its mouth, the zebra just put its face into the water and held the lion down and drowned the lion until it let go. And then the zebra was like, I'm out. Run away. I was like, Damn!
Where do I go?
Good on you, zebra, for understanding that things can drown.
And now that lioness won't be able to have milk to feed her kittens.
What?
Fuck the circle of life, that was cool!
We must all go sometime.
That pride will not be eating.
Yeah, that generation's dead.
To be fair, of all the animals, lions, there's some other people. There's another lion that's going to feed
them. Oh, I know, I know. Yeah.
There are a lot of animals in those
cultures. That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll pass on that trait for the other generation to zebras to be like, drown the bitch! Get him to bite your face. Drown him.
What would have been cooler is if the zebra had lured the lion into the jaws of a crocodile. Now, that would have been the most ultimate animal fight video.
Just tap in the crocodile.
Like tag me in! Tag me in!
The crocodile.
Two lunches!
Indeed.
So then, while they're both injured and the crocodile goes for them both, does the lioness do a heel face turn and go after the crocodile and then they become best buds afterwards?
No. This isn't a Disney movie.
Not a Disney movie? Yeah, what if it was a DreamWorks movie and one of them was Jive talking?
That might work.
That would work.
I wish there was a sound for me shaking my head.
Wait. So do you have a problem with the DreamWorks movies or Jive talking?
Both.
Both?
Both.
But Jive is so fresh and cool.
Maybe 30 years ago.
Jive is still cool.
It's so fresh and so clean.
I think you're thinking of the
Jive,
bald
no.
guy.
Jive, no. Jazz, yes.
Not.
What?
Never mind.
It's alright.
It's alright. It's alright. It's alright.
I'll tell you when I'm older.
It's alright. It's alright. What is that from? I only know that from The Simpsons. I understand he was referencing something, but I have no idea what Bart Simpson
Saturday
was referencing.
Saturday Night Live? I don't know.
I think the last time I saw it was South Park, but I know that's obviously not the first time that came up. I don't know. I don't know what the origin of that is.
Because Cartman did it with his hand.
Yeah.
And Bart did it as well. Hmm. So I don't know.
Sounds like a Saturday Night Live thing, maybe.
Like, yeah.
What is it?
Like, he's talking to his hand, and he's like, is it Zai? And then the hand's like a puppet, and goes, Zai, 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 Zai.
I'll look it up.
Good luck.
She found it.
She discovered the origin. It's from fucking, it's a guy from eight. Holy shit, this guy lived forever. Mm-hmm. It's a 1935 joke from a guy named Senor Wences.
Whoever told you that really is good at the internet?
She's really good at the internet. This guy was born in 1896 and lived until 1999. He's 103.
I want to know what search terms you used for this.
Bart Simpson, it's all right, reference.
Oh, okay.
You guys, as we all know, Simpson fans are the most detailed.
They really are,
especially
actually.
The conspiracy about that, like, Homer in Hell or something like that.
Wait,
was like
what?
That unknown episode. Did we do a copypasta about this?
Creepypasta? I don't think we talked about this one.
Oh, wow. There's some kind of conspiracy about, like, a episode where, like, Bart goes to hell or something like that. And
I mean, it's not that ludicrous. I mean, the Halloween episodes, and I'm pretty sure even in normal canon, they've done things concerning hell. I mean, I remember the one Halloween episode where they walk down because the raptures happened and they're going to hell.
Yeah.
And they walk down the stairs that open up in the ground and they're like, wait, hot dog bar? This isn't that bad. Oh my god, there's no relish. Or no mustard or something. God, I'm bad with quotes. I'm sorry.
You're just like me.
You're so bad with quotes.
And punchlines and one-liners? Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell anyone the story where I was saying, like, Joe and I were walking down the stairs and I said something like, God, you're so dumb. And he's like, aren't you going to finish the quote?
God.
What quote? He's like, the quote from Nightmare Before Christmas. I wish my cohorts weren't so dumb. He's like, that's not even close to what you said. I was like, nope, not at all. And I will never let him live that down.
Aww.
That's what true love is.
Not letting you forget things.
Eternal torment.
That's like,
I knew what it was when I signed up.
Derpy Show.
I'm playing the new Fire Emblem game on my 3DS. And sure, there's a storyline about a war, but my entire goal, when your characters fight next to each other, they become more friendly. And they fight better because they know each other and they're friendly and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If they're opposite genders, they can reach a maximum level a friendly relationship, and they get married.
Isn't that a mechanism in Persona?
It might be. I'm not very familiar. Mm. But they get married. So essentially, my entire goal for the game is I don't really care about the war. I just want to get as many of my characters laid as possible.
Mm. Okay, I've played that game before. And Dragon Age. Dragon Age is a good game for fucking everything.
You're like, I just want all of my characters...
And Mass Effect.
And Mass Effect.
I just want all of my characters to get their junk wet. Is that so bad?
Wait.
I feel like God handing out the sweet dickings. Like, it's my goal.
Is there a dating sim in this game or something?
Do you feel like Dr. Tran?
Well, yeah. No. Instead of it being a dating sim, you don't have to be like, oh, ha, it's so great to know you. You get next to each other and you murder people.
And that builds camaraderie. Like in the army, except they don't want women on the front lines because that's weird, even though they're fostering that sort of brotherhood.
There's been women on the front lines already. Translators?
Oh, no, for like 10 years.
Intelligence work?
For like 10 years. But what I'm saying is they're complaining about this extra level of...
boning.
Yes, boning.
But the Greeks found that if the guys boned each other, that they fought harder.
Yeah, so apparently...
Japanese, too.
Samurai. And I mean, you're trying to foster that sense of brotherhood in your combatants, but you don't want women there because that would fuck up this camaraderie thing you got going. How does that make sense? You want them to basically be fucking each other in the trenches anyway.
That's the thing. You don't usually fight over the bitch, but you would fight over the woman. So what they really need to do is just institute hardcore homosexuality in the army.
Well,
I thought that's what Don't Ask, Don't Tell us about.
They hated it, so they repealed it, but they're still like, I don't know, we don't really want to deal with it. Whereas they really should be like, drop and suck me off. That should be the punishment.
So basically...
Drop and give me 40 lickings.
Or 40 dickings.
Hey!
Ew.
If you're a little homophobic, it's okay.
I'm not afraid of anything.
I'm a little afraid. It's okay. It's okay to be afraid.
Hey, don't knock it till you try it.
I'm okay. You know what?
You're okay. I know some people say that you have to experience things to be able to knock it, as you just put it. But there's some things that you can just logically rule out as completely not for you. For example, I've never drank pee. I know I don't want to drink pee because it smells really bad.
You mean
bad.
You never drank ram's piss to train for a beer drinking contest?
Back to that again?
Yeah. See, I don't have to actually experience things to collect enough knowledge about it to not want to have anything to do with it.
Wait, is that your Neil Gaiman then? My Neil Gaiman, yours is the whole yak piss thing?
No, he's quoting Beer
Fest. That was Beer Fest, dude.
So, I talked about Neil Gaiman and Alan Moore. You'll talk about yak piss every show.
Yeah, every show. Yeah.
Wait, really? Did I really bring that
That's
up?
That's like the second time you brought
that.
Second
or third time, I think.
Only been on like three shows, so.
I know.
I mean, Beer Fest is a great movie.
Like, God damn it.
Like, no, seriously.
No.
Broken
No.
No. No, but have you ever seen Slam and Sam?
This is what I'm like.
No one cares.
Like. Oh, no, it's like.
This is you. This is the
look
mirror.
Into the mirror.
I'm a terrible person.
What? Yes.
No, but it's a great movie.
No, why do you think you were banished?
Be quiet, Joe.
What's wrong with Broken Lizard movies?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing
the
wrong
first
with.
Time we talk about them.
I didn't... What? I don't remember let's talking dip, about
let's
them.
Dip this, let's dip this in the butt. Do I we, only mentioned the unnameable that I like.
Do so. You and I have that problem with something?
I don't...
Do you notice anything that we do that's recurring?
No. Only music that you play.
We don't play music on this show.
We don't. Before.
Wait, I'm confused by your statement. If they don't play music, how could they repetitively be playing music?
Well, the radio show, he would always play.
He's talking
you know,
about that
Pendulum.
Radio show
he
did over a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He'd always play Pendulum, Incubus.
Due to my extreme lack of preparation, I basically had one gigantic playlist that I would just mix up.
Random Encounter, like two Random Encounter songs.
Whereas I would go through and find all the new music, pick it out, and be ready to go, and they'd be like, fuck that.
No, I would play the new music and go, what the fuck am I playing over the radio? Because you'd look on the back of the CDs, and I don't know who judges these CDs, because, like, you play this track. This track's recommended. And I would play the recommended track, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
You'd play it and just be...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I was like,
for 6 minutes.
And also, I would repeat artists, but I would very, very rarely repeat songs. It would take about 6 weeks.
You guys would play more local acts, and I think that's a lot better than fucking, like, you know, play this retarded... New music.
Well, in those days, the new music in local was the same requirement. You just had to play local and or new.
Mm-hmm. which I thought was freaking cool. And, you know, but still, I was just kind of looking at all that going, I try to pre-listen a lot of times or come in like one morning and listen to some of this stuff. I'd just be like, this is just total crap.
It's not good.
It doesn't fit into our whole genus. You know, and
it doesn't fit to our genus.
Well, I don't know.
Their genre?
Genre.
Our genre.
Which phylum is it?
I'm fucking tired, okay? I don't know what words I'm saying.
Are you, like, genetically splicing things together?
Sure. I make up words sometimes.
Yeah, he's,
I don't know anything about that.
He does
nothing.
He does music and eugenics.
Eugenics?
Is that like cat? Is that like a eunuch?
No.
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 Although I guess if I cut off a certain people's balls and create a certain type of eunuch, I would be participating in a form of eugenics by forcing that specific group of people out of the breeding population.
Through what they breed.
Very true.
No, I
forced
them out.
He's...
Eugenics can't... So breeding programs, yes, but if I'm culling people from...
Wait,
you're
trying to breed eunuchs?
No.
I think you're really confused about what's going on right now.
Let me explain.
You breed out eunuchs with other eunuchs? Wait, that works perfectly the first generation.
Let me explain.
You succeeded, good sir.
Let me explain. No. I'm saying that eugenics isn't necessarily about who breeds with who, but if you remove people from the breeding population, you're still performing eugenics.
Okay.
So by creating eunuchs of a certain type, say, Joes, they couldn't breed.
Joe didn't want to breed.
Thank God. Do we have a Nobel Prize for him?
He gets a golf clap.
Isn't there, like, an official, like...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Prize for that?
For not wanting to breed and you shouldn't breed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought there
Wait,
was some sort
that
of
mean
an award.
I get a prize?
No, because right, but that's a crime against humanity. You've got good genes.
And I don't.
But
they,
I
they look like all right genes. They don't look that expensive or anything.
They look nicer than his.
He looked defeated. Like why are you insulting these genes? I got them from the Gap.
No, I didn't.
I think are these Billabong genes?
Billabong.
What does that say? Yeah, Billabong. See, fuck you guys. These are expensive jeans. He's a dick.
Wow. Your jeans are more expensive than my jeans.
Yeah, so
my
fuck everybody. Fuck everybody. My jeans are awesome. They're just well-worn and comfortable,
okay.
Like a good pair of jeans should be.
I get my clothes from Army Surplus and Goodwills.
Yeah, and I like Old Navy when it's on sale.
I've had this same pair of jeans for like 3 years.
These
go
are
to hell.
Tack cargo pants.
He's really upset about us making fun of his jeans.
Guys, I wear the same jeans. They're really comfortable.
Hold on. Let me go ahead and recap what just happened.
He's getting butthurt.
I said, Joe, your genes, G-E-N-E-S, meaning the building blocks that make up who you are as a person, are terrible and awful, and no one should breed, you should never breed. And he goes, fair enough. I say, jokingly, that your girlfriend's genes are nicer than yours, and now you're ready to fight about it.
Fuck? I can't argue the facts, okay? Like,
I
shouldn't reproduce.
No, you're...
But my genes... Like,
J-E-A-N.
His dungarees should be allowed to reproduce, is
no,
what I'm saying.
No, they're not dungarees.
Fine.
They're billabongs,
No.
Listen, they're really comfortable. They're slim fits. They're nice.
Slim fits.
Are they
a
brand?
Boot cut?
I was trying to think, like,
yes.
Dickies or something? Or is it Doc Martens? What are the other
the
brands?
The guy who only wears...
Doc Martens or shoes.
Okay, I don't know. I don't fucking know shoes.
Get out! Just leave!
Oh, yeah. You're gonna, like, ostracize me for not knowing clothes names.
Yes!
Christ!
Jeez.
Yeah. I think I'm going to leave with you, Neo.
Yeah, I think I'm out. You know what?
This is now the Joe show.
No, fuck that. Banished. Banished. Get out.
Does that mean I can stay?
You can stay. Joe is banished.
Banished, as they say in Shakespearean terms.
I feel like there should be a violin. Because
world
I'm sad.
Set.
World's smallest?
Yeah, you had a bad day. I wish you could play that song, but I don't.
No, no, we should play the sad Hulk music.
The sad walking away piano song?
Do I really have to leave?
Yes.
That's what being banished is.
Bye. Don't let the don't let the door hit you in the jeans on the way out.
So you're a huge David Lynch fan?
What's a David Lynch?
Eraserhead, Twin Peaks. It was a TV show.
Weird shit.
Everything.
Oh, I've seen Weird Shit.
World.
Yeah, was oh, wasn't that movie where the boys put bras on their head and then they typed some stuff into a computer?
Yeah, and they're all like, weird shit.
She blinded me with shit!
What, instead of creating a giant woman, they created a giant turd or something?
Yeah, it was a beautiful wish-granting turd.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So this is the shit demon's sister.
Yes, the shit demon's hotter sister. Hotter because she's fresher. Yeah!
Great.
That's where we're going to come to on
Derpy
Show.
I'm pretty sure you guys just described the worst of pornos.
The worst of pornos. Two boys making a giant shit girl to have sex with?
No. No.
That's pretty bad.
Let's call her Cornwallis.
I think there's worse porn. There has to be worse porn.
There is.
Of course there's worse porn, but that sounds like awful porn.
Yeah, it's not good. What if the production quality is really high? Like she's really nicely CGI'd. But do you want CGI, or do you want them to, like, have to build, like...
It's just a green screen claymation girl that runs around like Gumby on the whole set.
Like that's what it is, but then you have to, like, do these weird takes where they're, like, they just get a bunch of, like, manure or Play-Doh, and they're, like, humping into it. Like, is that what you do? To, like, do the close shots?
I'm not a production dude in porn.
No, we're talking through this. You know how in porn, there's always, for some reason, they always really like to get that angle.
I think you need one of those motion suits, you know, that have the little white balls all over.
Like mocap, okay.
It's gonna be
3D. And then just replace that with a 3D model.
Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Yeah.
I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is I don't want to loop this.
Do they have
this.
Motion capture porn?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Plenty of it.
But,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so awkward.
3D and animated, yeah.
But here's the thing is I don't want to Lucas this. I want to Del Toro this. I want Guillermo to come and design a giant poop monster suit that Doug Jones can maneuver around inside of and fuck somebody.
There has to be a gentle layer of fudge over
a poopeteer.
A poopeteer.
Poopeteer.
I think that's how it would be credited.
The poopeteer. Do you think they still have key grips in porn?
Yes, they do.
And best boys. Like, do they have different meanings in porn?
They have gaffers.
They could have a shit grip.
Well, gaffers definitely have a different meaning in porn.
I just thought of the worst job in the world. Being a fluffer on that set.
Stunt cock.
Well, I guess as long as it isn't real poop, then it can't be that bad. Like,
I don't know.
A delicate layer of fudge.
There's studios
everything.
That take it. They take it at a level that high.
Well, that's like in the movie Trainspotting. If anyone's seen that movie, it's a scene where Hugh McGregor is really, really doped out. He's on drugs. And he's going crazy. I think it's heroin. There's a drug in that movie. And he goes to the bathroom, and it's supposed to be, like, the nastiest, grossest bathroom. There's, like, poop and awful stuff everywhere. And he goes to, like, swim in the toilet. Like, he blows his whole body into it. But they actually started with a clean bathroom and then used various chocolates and candies to make the coloring right. So it was actually the most delicious, good-smelling thing that just looked terrible.
Mm.
That's awkward. And as far as poop in mainstream porn goes, like... I know this sounds awful, but
Enlighten us with your experience.
Are you an aficionado of scat porn?
I follow a lot of porn stars' blogs.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Well, Tumblr.
Daily reading.
Oh, yeah. This is how I work. but, like, they're super particular about that. Like,
they take their shit seriously?
Pretty much, like...
Damn it, Rob.
Like, they just, like, they won't let, like, any blood be shown. Mm-hmm. They're, like, the girls are still doing this on their periods, so they're just, like, stopping every 5 minutes to, like, wipe down, which is terrible. And, like, they're very particular about, like, everything must be clean, and sex is never clean.
No.
No.
Well, that's the product that a lot of the porn industry's pushing out, though, too. It's the ultra...
And then it confuses men because they're like, but I saw this in porn. This is supposed to be, like, clean.
Oh, it's giving the wrong ideal.
Well, it's like you see a lot of anal in porn, but I've never seen a guy squeeze a dookie bean at his pee hole in a porn.
Wow.
That is...
And the level was taken there.
I don't even know what to say right now.
You be both. You and me both.
Can we say that on our show?
Yes.
Should we say it on our show?
Of course. But
it's times like this, I wish we had a camera, because your facial expression is just kind of
broken. You know, I'm not broken for the normal reasons that you would think that I would be broken. Most people would just be shocked, right?
Yeah.
But here, I went straight to... Does Channing have personal experience with these dookie beans?
No, I do not. As a young, impressionable man...
If it was anybody else saying this, I would not have flinched.
But me. I'm the one that makes you go, wait.
I'm finding it questionable too, Channing.
No, it's only... The story only gets weirder. I used to know a giant ginger who would love to tell everyone all about his escapades, and that was one of them.
The dookie bean escapade?
Out the pee hole.
Okay. Always wrap it up.
That quote in particular.
Always wrap it up.
You know, I thought it was worse when, like, you know, I worked at a host company and, you know, half of our fucking websites we hosted were porn sites and you get desensitized after a while.
Oh, God.
But what you just said there was, oh, man.
Not good?
No.
Good. That's good. I'm glad I
won't name the hosting company, but they hosted cakefarts.com.
Cake farts! I love cake. Do you not know about cake farts?
Yeah, they get a hot chick to sit on a cake and fart on a dude's face, or she farts
wait,
on the cake.
Wait.
Like,
what is
she sits on a cake? How does she sit on a cake and fart on her face?
No, I've not seen that. Wait, there's two different types. She sits on the cake, gets up, and farts the dude's face, and the cake parts all over his face. And sometimes maybe some more. It depends. But also what she
does
is...
Do they have to inject CO2 up her ass? Because how is she able to, like, time a good fart with... I don't understand.
I don't know. It's
like,
not, no,
I can't fart on command.
It's
that's
not like
what
you
I
projectiles out. It just kind of like, you know, she farts over the dude's face. It's almost like a Cleveland steamer.
I fart a lot. So.
We're aware.
So, but I know what foods cause that. So if I was in the business of cake farting, I would eat those the day before.
I believe they sometimes, a tube, like almost an air enema, and
inject
her. That's sort of what I was just asking.
Yeah.
Would not be good for you.
No, probably not.
Air enema, just to get it going, and then she just sits on the cake and farts.
Yes.
And also, she farts on cakes, too. And so apparently, this is something popular, and the website has a lot of traffic. And I remember having to do a few help desk tickets on their streaming engine, having to watch this to see if the damn stream is working.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So I got paid to watch porn.
Oh, my God. I never thought about this. We can find the most fucked up porn there is on the internet and then put help desk tickets in so that way poor tech guys have to help us by watching it, whether we're actually watching it or not.
I hate you
guys.
You're
a terrible person.
Holy shit, that is so awesome.
Well, no, here's the first thing. First thing, it should go to the goddamn developers on their website and then after a while get turned over to the techs that host their website.
No, we're going
to
go straight to the hosting company.
Oh, fuck that. That's best.
Hello, GoDaddy. I need you to go check out Big Daddy and see what's wrong here.
I hate you guys because I had to sit there. No, the lady on the phone.
Do you work for these companies anymore?
No, I don't.
Well, then fuck those people.
No, wait.
Did they fire you?
I left.
Okay.
Because
they kept making you watch porn.
No. There's totally different reasons.
I probably would have.
No, it didn't help that the lady that was on the help desk ticket call was the lady in the goddamn movie.
So were you like, she's like doing tech support while she's doing whatever she's doing?
I'm a big fan of all this that I'm watching.
I turned down the fucking volume, and I just looked at the stream like, all right, cool, blah, 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 blah. But then my boss behind me goes, what? Cake farts? We host that?
Wait.
And he's watching it behind me in the cubicle loudly, and she's like, oh, you're a dirty cake. Brrr. What the fuck? And I'm on the phone. One second, babe. The fuck? So it didn't help that my boss was hovering over.
Wait, that's one of the lines on. Is that you're a dirty cake?
She would say something like that.
You know what I like?
Except that if all there was just a fart noise, and you're just like, I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
You want to know my best part of this whole story? Neil Faust was in a porno.
I was not in a porno.
How were they in a porno? How did you derive that?
Was filming talking to him on the phone.
It wasn't a live
stream. That he was in the porno.
No, I don't think
it was already recorded movie.
Yeah.
It wasn't a live stream.
Oh, I thought it was a live stream.
No, streaming engine for the movies that they had on the website. It streams down. You could download it, but they're streaming like.
When you said streaming, I thought like she was on the phone getting tech support, which is probably a fetish in and of itself.
It's gonna be fucked up. If it was like a live thing, I'd be like, you should talk to your guys.
Oh my god, I guarantee you there's a website where girls call tech support and then diddle themselves on a on screen. I guarantee you that's a thing.
I would 100% guarantee. Someone start Googling. My phone's almost dead, so I can't.
Oh my god, what is this? How do you Google this?
Swirly porn is a thing.
Oh, where like they put people in the toilets with their heads?
Like, the girls put their heads in the toilet and then they flush and they get fucked at the same time. That's a thing.
That, you know what that is?
That sounds like something to do if you, like, are raping someone and you really fucking hate them.
No, it sounds like...
sex?
That sounds like I'm a bully who bullied kids in high school and did this, and now I'm repressing my homosexuality, so I'm going to fuck a girl while I do this. That's what that sounds like to me.
It's very Persona of you.
Persona?
Persona
like,
3.
Is it like a video game?
Yeah.
I've not played that game yet!
I haven't played it yet. Everybody's been telling me to play that game. Derpy
Show. That's all I would play The Sims for. I'm gonna make pretty people. Then
I played The Sims and burned babies alive.
Kiss now.
Oh, and now you're pregnant. New game.
Wait, you don't trap the babies in a room with a fireplace that just sets it on fire?
See, there's no pregnancy in this game. Console command abortions.
Although, to be perfectly honest,
the console abort.
Now in The Sims, you can choose whether to try for a baby or just woohoo. They never try for babies.
Oh, wow. So we just
wait. So Sims now have condoms, is what you're telling me. They've discovered
condoms
prophylactics. That's awesome.
Yes.
That word.
Wait, what? Prophylactic? Does that weird you out?
Tell the story.
When I first started doing the radio show with him and
settle down a little bit. Tell it.
Okay, wait, I was doing the show with Bored Anonymous. There is this little like segment, this like rapper guy talking about like, you know, WPRK, prophylactic for your mind or something like that. I'm like, prophylactic? What is that? What was the exact words I said? I thought it was like a
prophylactic? Is that like a suppository or something? And then we both started laughing and I was like, some people use it for that.
Yeah, some people.
Awkward.
It's so great that I had the exact same response. Like,
yeah.
Well,
some people. And so, like, it took about 30 minutes until I, or was it the next show when I came back? We're like, I know what it is now. Derpy Show.
I've got this new video game that I'm in love with. It is the new Fire Emblem. It's called Fire Emblem Awakening. It's on the 3DS.
Have you asked it out yet?
Have I asked it out?
Asked it out. You're in love, but you know.
Yeah. Is it one of those typical Japanese, you're passive aggressively crushing on them?
We've been courting, but we're not at the S relationship yet. We're only at an A. So maybe after a few more battles, our relationship will level up.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Have you had any H scenes with it yet?
No H scenes.
What's an H scene?
What does that mean?
I mean, I did play it on the toilet once. Does that count?
No.
Okay.
Well, unless we were going to back to the shit porn.
No.
Okay.
No.
Nope.
When I first heard about it, I was really excited because everyone on the internet was like, oh, it's like the best tactical RPG there is, period. Now, I really liked Final Fantasy Tactics. I played Final Fantasy Tactics Advance like crazy on my Game Boy Advance several years ago. I was like, you know what? I haven't played one of these in a long time. I want a good game for my Game Boy. Let's go ahead
and try it. So I went out and I bought it on the first day it was available. And I started playing it, and I discovered something crazy about the game. It's not just a tactical RPG, which means it's like chess with lots of pieces.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be played with permadeath on. In fact, this is apparently one of the few Fire Emblem games that gives you the option to turn permadeath off.
Oh, I thought Ogre Battle had that for a while.
Ogre Battle probably did, but there hasn't been one of those in a while.
Gotcha.
Fire Emblem's been around for a while, especially in Japan. Not so much here, but in Japan. Mm. So I was like, okay, I want the Fire Emblem experience. Let's try permadeath mode. And that wouldn't be so bad. Like, in Final Fantasy Tactics, I was like, fuck it, I don't care about any of these people. There's dudes, whatever. But in Fire Emblem, there's a special mechanic. When your characters fight next to each other, they have gain a relationship. So it's supposed to represent, like, either it's like a man and woman, like, falling in love, or, you know, battle and getting friendship and all that. Or if it's two dudes or two women, it's like, bam, bonding. We learn each other's tactics. We fight better. So you're like, okay, cool. I'm going to put my characters together so they fight better. That makes more sense. But then, after the battles, you start getting, like, cutscenes based on the relationships you're building. It could be, like, the pompous archer and the big barbarian learning, like, teaching each other how to use techniques. You're like, okay, that's cool. Bros hanging out. And then there's, like...
Bro time.
And then there's, like, the big, bad, burly knight chick. And the little shy wizard, like, goes up to her and is like, hey, can I talk to you? And then she blushes, and it's like, oh, look, they're, like... They're flirting. That's cute. And then, like, oh, man. And you start getting invested in these relationships and these characters. And then all of a sudden, a fucking archer critically hits your knight, and she's fucking dead. Game over. She's gone. Out of the game.
Wow.
And I realized about 2 hours in, I could not play the game on permadeath. I was just like, because what would happen is, there was this one battle where I could not beat the battle without someone dying. I didn't want anyone to die. So I just kept restarting it.
Way to ruin the purpose of the game that the developers had.
No. It's not that someone's supposed to
die. Death will always happen on the battlefield.
Well, it wasn't that someone had to die in that...
You done screwed up your strategy to the point where somebody's going to die.
You're avoiding a valuable life lesson.
Maybe.
That there's more female knights out there for your archers or whatever.
But it's just not the same.
Aww.
You grow attached to them and you want their storylines, and then it's not the same. And there might not be more of that person because they're all specific characters.
Mm.
So you can't just get new ones.
So if permadeath is off, then was it just they get knocked out and get...
Yeah, they get knocked out of that fight. Okay. It does significantly reduce the difficulty.
Gotcha.
But I'm having a lot of fun because it's... But the reason I've decided to call it either Tumblr, the video game, or Fangirl, the video game, is that any pairing you want to happen, happens.
OTP.
Doesn't matter who it is. You can make that OTP happen. So if you're like, man, if you like your avatar, you can be the total Mary Sue and be like, this is the character that's named after me, this is who I am. I want to nail the king, or I want to nail the princess. I'm after it. Or you can be like, oh, I want to make this romance between the swordsman who doesn't say anything and is shy around girls and the super princessy girl.
Yeah.
I want to make that happen. So you force them onto the battlefield fighting next to each other,
so
and then it happens.
It's a dating sim.
Yeah, we need to get you a dating sim.
Yeah, but you play dating sim games.
But here's the thing, I don't really want to play a dating sim game. It's the fact that it's...
Play Persona, I hear they have a dating sim.
But that's an RPG where you fight and kill people, right?
Yeah, it's a dating sim.
Well, all I have to say is, if there's a game where you fight and kill people while simultaneously doing a dating simulator, I'm apparently there. I am now their target demographic, apparently. Because this game is awesome.
I'd like to play it, but I don't want to get a 3DS.
That's fair. They're a little pricey still.
So I think the next step is that you need to find a game with full penetration.
Full.
I don't know if I want that. I've already got a stylus in 3D. I don't know if I could handle anything more.
Or another BioWare game.
Don't worry, Japan will supply these things for you.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, apparently BioWare games, I've not really played any of them, but they're all dating simulators /
killing
people.
You've never played any BioWare?
Not really.
Dragon Age? Not... Mm-hmm. Wow.
Dragon Age is really good.
Really enjoy Dragon Age. I played the Dragon Age 1, Dragon Age Awakening, and I'm just now beating Dragon Age 2 right now.
So here's the thing about the game that gets even crazier. So let's say you're trying to get your stats and all this. Remember how you're like,
I'm trying to get my stats and all this.
Okay. And you said, well, maybe there will always be another female knight for your archer or whatever.
I did say that.
Well, let's say you want a specific character class with specific skills. There's time travel in the game. And if It's don't worry.
Okay,
it's,
now if there's permadeath and there's time travel, can you go back and save
specifically?
One of your characters?
Specifically, the only time travel in the game forward, right? Are people from the back from the future coming back. That's the only time travel that's been in the game. So that's in the game because they're trying to revolt, like stop terrible things from happening and fixing the timelines.
So their kids get like raised or something, and they come back.
Yes.
Oh.
So if you breed a if you have a certain, I guess breed sounds really dirty because we used to like chocobo breeding. It sounds like a eugenics program, but but or Pokemon. But no. So like if you have a knight and a magic user, they'll have a kid. And they'll come back from the future, and
they'll
we'll
be
have
like a, they'll be like a sword wielding warlock or something.
Yes.
So
yes,
it'll be like the Terminator with you know John Connor's father coming back as what's his name?
Kyle Reese
coming back. You
wait,
know?
No, that's backwards though.
But get reasons.
Well, but reasons.
Reasons.
Yeah, that's not what it, what
that's,
he's
that's
explaining.
Not all. Kyle Reese is the dad.
What's that? I don't know.
Anyway,
maybe his son could hook up
his
with
dad
his sister.
Was a time traveler.
Awkward. That'd be awkward. Very awkward.
But,
don't do that. Oh god, there could be incest in this game.
No, it prevents you because you can't hook
okay.
up. You can't hook up anybody. Like there are two main okay. characters that are the prince and princess.
Yeah.
You can't make them hook up.
Okay.
They can go off the relationship scale. They can go. There's C, B, A, and
S. How many
S.
generations can you go down the line with it?
All I know is I know you can get a second generation because I know you can breed one of your main characters with one of the children characters. They're not children, but they're the next gen. You can breed them to get another one. And breed sounds so creepy because I'm used to playing Pokemon.
You're the god. You're the god omniscient form that overviews this battle and controls their destiny of who they're going to be.
The game really boils down. It's like I'm playing chess.
Goddamn god hand.
Well, yes. But if you really want to know what Fire Emblem Awakening is in a nutshell.
It's getting sick pleasure out of breeding people.
Yes. But
on the battlefield.
But essentially, it's like you're playing chess. But every now and then, you can pick up your two pieces and go, now kiss.
Now kiss.
And push them together. Like, that's what Fire Emblem is.
Derpy Show.
I can send you a fanfic where Laura Croft has a pet velociraptor that decides to finger her in the shower while she's not noticing. Because she's, like, fantasizing and, like, the velociraptors are all about that, but, like, she doesn't get
raising
ripped up
claws.
Or anything.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's okay in their mind. Like, nothing bad happens down there.
I think her having a velociraptor might be canon in one of the games.
It might be.
Having a velociraptor in her vagina?
Not in her vagina, but in a house somewhere.
No, that's legit. That's canon.
So wait, is this like Turok porn?
She gets claw blasted all the time.
Claw blasted.
Derpy Show.
You know what's weird is I read this on Reddit today. We are the last generation that did not watch videotapes of our parents.
Yeah, if you think about it. Like, my grandkids will be able to go back and watch, like, stupid shit that I posted on YouTube.
They'll be able to listen to this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a good example of
future little Stevies, watch out.
Like, isn't that crazy?
Well,
I can't even imagine what my parents sounded like then.
I watched a few videos. I mean, well, I have to take that back because my dad's a musician. He's had his voice recorded for a long time. So, but even still, yeah, you're right. I mean, like, I haven't seen any home movies of my mom. When she was little in Wyoming.
Well, that's because,
pictures.
Like, when I was a little kid, like, home video recording was just starting to become a thing.
Yeah, unless your family
I mean, like,
had
my
Super 8
family,
camera.
Yeah, my family, like, has old videotapes of, like, my dad and, like, his siblings and stuff, but it's just, like, I
silent,
think it's silent
reel,
film.
Yeah, silent reel, reel,
yeah,
or
like,
slides.
Like probably,
yeah.
It was probably a hand crank or a Super
8.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my grandpa was a photographer, so he had access to things that most people didn't. So,
but still, even so, my dad was a little obsessed with like recording a bunch of family outings all the time. I think I remember when we, you know, being a toddler on until like I was in my teens, it was just always having to record. That's interesting, though, too.
And also, have you watched these stories about like 90-year-old women who play video games and how weird and special that is? That's going to be the norm.
Yeah,
that is. We're not going to stop.
No, I'm. Granted, it's weird. I'm gonna go to my grave calling every Nintendo handheld device
a
Game
Boy.
Boy.
Yeah.
No matter what, that's a Nintendo 3DS. It's my Game Boy. That's what the fuck that thing is called.
I do that too. And the other day, my girlfriend was like, "Are you talking about your DS?" And I was like, "Yes."
Yes, I'm talking
about Game Boy.
It's a Game Boy. That's what it is.
Game Boys. Girls.
I was actually pretty upset that they didn't call it the Game Boy Dual Screen. The Game Boy DS.
Yeah.
Or the Game Boy 3DS. Like, I was pretty upset, personally.
Woo! Thanks for listening to Derpy Show. Derpy Show is made possible by A Comic Shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported edutainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows alive on the Nerdy Show Network. You should tell a friend, rate us, and review us on iTunes, and make a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images, and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip on in. For more episodes of Derpy Show, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to that there, nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to us and all other Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And the latest news, follow us on all your favorite social networks.
Why do you have a toolbar on your browser?
I don't know.
You have a toolbar?
It's a fucking advertising toolbar.
I don't know. I left it on there.
You're the computer guy.
You're a security guy.
You've got spyware running right now.
C'est la vie. I don't use this beyond Facebook.
What kind of porn were you browsing that they asked you to install a toolbar?
No, this came on with uTorrent. I had to download uTorrent, and it just popped on there.
There's
you
options.
Can
you just tell it no.
Yeah, you say no, I don't want the toolbar.
Yeah, I'll remove it.
No, here's the thing.
No, you guys, wait, stop right there. You guys are getting on to me about something I just installed maybe about 30 minutes ago. But this is
for the
show.
We expect more from you. Wait, are you telling me that you came over here?
Yeah.
Logged on to my wireless.
Yes.
So you can get torrent software to download things illegally.
No, these are legal torrents.
Legal torrents.
He's downloading the newest Linux distribution.
Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.